The drawing room at the Hotel de la Fleur was a small room with a cottage piano and a suite of mahogany furniture covered in stamped velvet neatly arranged round the walls. On round tables were photograph albums, and on the walls enlarged photographs of Tiare and her first husband, Captain Johnson. Still, though Tiare was old and fat, on occasion we rolled back the Brussels carpet, brought in the maids and one or two friends of Tiare's, and danced, though now to the wheezy music of a gramophone. On the veranda the air was scented with the heavy perfume of the Tiare, and overhead the Southern Cross shone in a cloudless sky. Tiare smiled indulgently as she remembered the gaiety of a time long past. "We kept it up till 3, and when we went to bed I don't think anyone was very sober. I had told them they could have my trap to take them as far as the road went, because after that they had a long walk. Atta's property was right away in a fold of the mountain. They started at dawn. And the boy I sent with him didn't come back till next day. Yes, that's how Strickland was married.